Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Yes, indeed. 5 o'clock, the happy hour, has arrived. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Chris Ello, and the Lady Aztecs are getting ready to tip off here any moment. Good luck to them. We want them to pull off the upset. The Aztecs also need a victory. Sounds like we are on the first four in list.
Yep.
We're going to have to continue to build our resume. And
yeah.
So, you know, might as well go ahead and win a couple games, you know, so we can go ahead and put this to bed. Certainly would be a sad NCAA tournament without our Aztecs, for sure.
Yeah, it would be very sad. I mean, it's just almost commonplace now for them to be in the tournament.
I know you guys talked about it a little bit earlier, but a lot happened in the NFL, man. Like, this is why the NFL is legit.
Yeah.
This is why, dog. It's like a feeding frenzy. It's like a piranhas. Like, free agency hits and it's like, boom, this guy's going here. Boom, this trade. Boom, signing. Boom, It's just like, this is why this league is, you know, the number one league.
It's funny you say that. Because we said, Sam and I talked about this very thing yesterday, and Sam was saying that he wishes, and he knows that players are not going to go for this, but he wishes that baseball had a defined period for free agency, which I know we've talked about, but it would really make things very exciting if there was like a 2-week period in baseball during the winter meet or during the offseason where free agency is open. Now, that wouldn't help the guys who don't get it on a roster, and so then they have to take less money, but baseball needs to find some way to make their offseason more exciting, and it's just not there. And I don't know that it ever will be there based on the way baseball is.
Yeah. I mean, just putting it in a time frame, but these type of, because it's a free market, those type of deals take time. Now, maybe you have to open it up earlier, Like, I mean, or at least allow for conversations to happen earlier so that if you have that period of time where it's done, there's some conversations that have already been kind of put together.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of, you know, make these things happen a little faster. But you're not, listen, if somebody's getting $500 million, you're not just going to just negotiate that. Like, that's just like a buildup to get to those type of numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is, I imagine they're not happening in like 2 days where those conversations are done.
Yeah, I don't think Juan Soto's $765 million came over like a 30-minute lunch or something like that. They're starting low and they're going up from there.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if baseball could ever do anything like that. I mean, NBA is like probably second. They when their free agency hits, like midnight, we all are looking at the TV waiting for the bottom line things to go off. So, yeah, I would love for that to be like that in baseball, but just ain't so there, sir.
I hate this offseason already. It's the worst offseason in NFL history for me. So
yeah, the Niners looking they not looking the same, man. They not looking. You lost your linebacker.
Ugh.
I think you called him the heart and soul at one point.
I did.
Man, you lost your heart and soul. That's
yeah.
tough.
Lost Hufanga. Lost Javon Hargrave.
You released your fullback.
Kyle Juszczyk. Then I almost cried there for a second. Leonard Floyd, also gone. Charvarius Ward, also gone. All to make room for Mr. Purdy and his million or billion dollar contract.
Hey, if he thought the kitchen was hot before, let you get this money, sir.
Yeah.
And not be top tier or taking your team top tier.
Seriously.
Oh, they're gonna eat you alive, man.
I feel bad for Brock Purdy. I feel bad for Brock Purdy. I don't know that he deserves $70 million like you know, every quarterback seems to get these days, but you know who also? Micah Parsons is really, really driving me nuts.
What did Micah do to you, man?
He is celebrating the 49ers. He is celebrating them getting rid of all their players, and it is really bothering me.
Why are you mad at that?
Because
he's not a Niner fan, bro. He's supposed to do that.
I know that, but he's not supposed to openly cheer against them.
Yes, he is.
He said, "No more rookie quarterback. Welcome to reality."
He basically saying, "We about to find out."
Guess what, Micah Parsons? What has your quarterback done over the years? You know what? He's done. Lost a bunch of games to the 49ers, so be quiet, Micah Parsons.
Hey, well, I think that's why he's cheering. It's like, that will no longer be the case. We won't be losing games to the 49ers. I think that's why he's cheering.
Okay. All right, fine. You know, I've been asked by listeners to let you guys know what happened yesterday during our MLS interview with Chris Weehan.
I heard a little bit about this, so let me make sure I understand this right.
Yeah. Yeah.
First of all, who were you interviewing from
Chris
LAFC?
Weehan. He was a former MLS player. We're going to, you know, hopefully work with him more often.
So you had Chris on, and you're asking him about shin guards, bro?
I did ask him about shin guards. I asked him about shin guards because I thought it would be fun at the end of the interview.
Did he like play along?
Yeah, he was great. I even texted him after because I felt so awkward about it. Like, did I just ask this dude about shin guards and it was like an awkward question? So I texted him and said, "Hey, I'm sorry if the shin guard question was stupid." And he was like, "No, it's all good. I loved it." But he answered it great. And then Sam just completely tried to crush me after the interview, and I had to go and listen to it because it was.
Let me hear it. Yeah. Let me hear it. If you got it,
I have the end of the interview. This is not the shin guard question. This is Sam going in on me about things that happened during the interview.
Job, Scrabe.
Thanks.
How about you do a little research before the guy comes on? You know, maybe you tell us where he played.
No, I already knew that. I was allowing him to tell his own story. I looked it up earlier,
sure,
Sam.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have this whole sheet here, and it has all this information, but I didn't look up about the guy who's coming on the show. It was just easier for me.
And then you're like, do they still kick people in the shins to make sure? These are professional soccer players. Lionel Messi plays in this league.
Guess what?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, see, that was just a little taste of spicy Sam right there. That was yesterday's show in a nutshell.
Oh my gosh, great. Yeah, no, there was a piece of me that felt Sam's embarrassment when he asked you.
I hate this. Should I be Sam real quick? Here, I'm going to be Sam. Well, Chris, it's Sam Levitt from the Padres Radio Network.
Oh, here you go. This is your Sam Levitt impression?
Can you tell me about their midfield situation? I'm a serious sportscaster. I only ask serious sportscasting questions.
This guy seems like he's from the same family as Chris Ello's voice that you use. Like,
no, Chris Ello's like this.
Sam is more of a real broadcaster. He is going to ask the questions. Chris, so nice to have you on. Tell me about the attacking midfielders.
You certainly need to play this for Sam at some point, because he's not here to defend himself. At least when he did, you were there to kind of defend yourself. Now he's not here. And you taking shots, man. I'm just saying.
Sorry, Sam. The chat said Nate goes, Matt Scraby, do you cringe when you hear yourself? Yeah, I do. Why do you think I take it home with me? Jack says it was a Sassam, which is really good. That is really good.
Sassam.
A Sassam.
That is good.
Scraby took some heat. Sammy cooked you. I don't think Sammy cooked me. Wow, secondhand embarrassment is real. Katrina, someone get the license plate on the bus currently backing over Sammy. You're right. Beep. 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 Nah, Sam's been great. Sam's been great. He's really helped. He was going to make an appearance today, but we actually had enough, and so he did not make an appearance today. But I'm going to be out there next week, Tony, on Sunday. So I'm going to try to meet up with...
Oh, you guys are coming down here next week, aren't you?
Yep, Monday and Tuesday. We're going to be from spring training. The Gwynn and Chris program is going to be there. So we'll have some interviews with players and all that stuff. Also, I finally put up the March Madness bracket that we are doing for the station. So just go to 97.3thefansd.com. There's a blog post. It will say sign up for our March Madness bracket. Click that.
I need to sign up.
Enter your info. I think you already did sign up, but you'll get the link to the actual league once you complete the form. I know that's confusing some people. It'll pop up with another screen confirming that you entered your information, and then you click that link and it will help you. But we're trying to get as many people as we can into the March Madness bracket as soon as possible so that Selection Sunday comes, we don't need to rush, and everybody can make their picks. Chris is like already trying to set us up for him having a terrible bracket. I'm like, Chris, you always do this, bro. You always do.
What is he doing?
He always goes, yeah, we're going to do brackets, but I don't like brackets. I'm always so bad at the brackets. The brackets don't mean anything anyway.
You should tell him to get better then. Get better.
That is true. Get better, Chris. All right.
What do you say? You need to play Coach Long's.
That would have been perfect.
Competitors don't make excuses. They just make plays.
Yeah. You better make some plays, Chris. Let's go.
You better make some plays, Chris. All right. That's it for the segment.
All right. We got to get the break. Morgan and Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
5:19 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Matthew Scraby, getting you through the happy hour. Chris Ello currently calling the Lady Aztecs as they take on the Lady Rebels.
I should check and see what their score is right now.
Got a score for me, Scrabe?
I do not. Yesterday I tried to follow along, but they started late. They won by 10. They have not started yet, it doesn't look like.
Yes, they have. It's 9-7.
Oh, live stats. There we go.
9-7 UNLV is up right now.
You know, I love it, Tony, when I go, I don't think they've started yet. And then you're like, yes, they have. It's 9-7. And I go, yeah, it's 9-7. That's what it is.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so good luck to them.
Yes.
Now, Michael King, let's talk.
Yeah.
I didn't see the last start. Obviously, I was gone. I did hear that command was a little bit of an issue, and he wasn't very happy about it, it sounds like, Scrape.
No, he was definitely not happy. Here's a quote from him after his start the other day. Fastball command's been bad. It was bad in the last outing, too, so it was a battle. I feel like my off-speed pitches were there today, so I'll take that as a positive, but I've got to get the fastball command. And yeah. Michael King also was saying that leading up to this last start that he made, he was not really treating it as a regular season start. He was just going into the game and working on things. This last one, he did actually treat it like a regular season start. So he's ramping up for the season. But fastball command, he said it's been bad, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, I know his first start out, he kind of was a little off early, but he got right and looked good from that point. He just never found it in this game, and I think, you know, that's it's not a concern. It's just something he's probably overly, you know, focused on, because that pitch is his most important pitch. I mean, I know he's got the wipeout sweeper, but that fastball, whether it's the two seam that, you know, he throws at the left hander's hip and runs it back over the inside part of the plate, or if it's the one that he's riding up in the zone, that's the pitch that I think he is most – that's the pitch that he needs the most. It's the most important one. It sets up everything else. And so it's not a surprise to see
him a little frustrated with the fact that he's had a couple starts where he just hasn't been able to command it, or at least the starts that we've seen on the big side, on the big field side.
Is it fair to us to expect all these guys from last year to put up seasons that we didn't see coming? Is it fair to expect them to do that again?
I mean, I don't know if fair is really a matter of, you know, I don't think that really comes into the equation, whether it's fair or not. People are going to, they're going to expect that now. I mean, they've seen you do it. And you quite frankly, you want to go out and perform that way. I mean, because ultimately you want to be compensated for it as well. And so the more you pitch like that, the more you can make. And so, yeah, I think it is fair. I don't know if it's fair, but it comes with the territory, right?
There it is.
You go out and you go out and you put yourself in Cy Young conversations. That comes with some responsibility in terms of what people are going to expect out of you, and that's just what it is. And so, by the way, end of the first quarter, 10-9. In the first quarter, UNLV up one. And so I think, you know, for Michael, I think for our six, should say for the people who are Padre fans, I think that's just inevitable. Remember, you traded Juan Soto to not just get him, but to get players like him because you thought they could be pretty good. Now you've shown that, yes, I can be more than pretty good. People are going to expect that.
It's also a big year for
contracts. The higher the expectation is. Like there's a segment of people that will expect it, but you know, people who watch baseball, you know, have been watching it for a long time, will say, "All right, let me see you do it again."
Yeah.
And then if you go out and do it a second year, then more expectation comes. You do it a third year, more expectation comes. You know. And that's the beautiful thing about baseball. If you're consistent, man, you can be really, really good. I think it takes a while to get to a place where people are where it goes from expectation to assumption. Like, oh, he's going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you got to do what Manny's done for as long as he's done it for people just to feel like, yeah, I'm not. Yeah, he's going to do that. He's going to do what he does. That doesn't just come over after 1 or 2 years of doing that.
No. And what proved it to me about Manny getting his numbers is you guys kept saying all year, he's going to get his numbers, and it didn't seem like he was going to get his numbers, but he definitely got his numbers. He did that
not healthy, not 100% healthy.
Yeah,
he was just
true.
Got healthier as the year went on. So, you know, there's more. There's probably more in the tank.
Oh, there's definitely more in the tank. I love me some Michael King.
Yeah, no. Mike is—he's going to be a very important piece in terms of the Padres team success. I would think. Now, listen, somebody could just show up out of nowhere, and you know, there's all kinds of different circumstances that can happen over a course of 162. But I would guess that he is going to be a big part of. The Padres having success, should they have any. All right, we got to get to break. Big Five coming up next, right here. I'm going to Chris. It is 5:31. You know what that means? Biggest fan time. Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Gian Collins of San Diego. Give us a call back within the next 10 minutes, 833-288-0973, and you'll qualify for our grand prize, 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game later this season. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Gian Collins, you're on the clock. Scrape,
yes.
You got a big five lined up.
We do. We need to wait like 2 minutes for traffic. I want to make sure people get their traffic.
Traffic.
How was your travel?
How was my travel? I mean, I had to travel with 18 young ladies.
That's true.
There was three adults and 18 young ladies, and it was pretty good. You know, we flew Southwest.
Oh.
And, you know, I've flown Southwest for a long time. You know, when I was playing, you know, in AAA, you fly Southwest. AA, you fly Southwest, right? And the you know, when you fly in groups, generally they give you, like, Bs and Cs. And so the good thing, though, is you got, like, 25 people that you know are taking up some of those seats. So I was just worried I was gonna get stuck in the middle. But I got an aisle every time.
Oh, nice. Look at that.
It worked out.
Even as a
C member, I still got an aisle.
You just answered my question. I was going to say if they've switched over to, like, seated.
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. I think that's coming, though.
It is. They're making all those changes. Last question for you before we head to the Big Five. Tiger Woods tore his Achilles.
Oh, my. Man.
Thoughts?
You know the best part about, I mean, nothing was good about it, but the funny part about it was I read the article, and my man is already talking about rehab and getting back out there, basically. Like, just going to attack this rehab. I'm like, Tiger, your body is, like, saying, I'm not right. How many surgeries is this for Ty?
They put it up on the screen earlier, and it's a lot. It's more than five. I mean, he's got back surgery. He's got a couple Achilles tendon surgeries now.
I'm not gonna lie. I admire his, like, and I'm not even saying that he was talking about playing golf again. It's just most people who, you know, have been beat up like this for as long as he has. At some point, the rehab part is like, nah, I don't want to do this. But that's not Tiger. Tiger's, like, already thinking about, you know, rehabbing and attacking it.
Yes, that is true. That is true. I mean, I say just hang it up, Tiger Woods, y'all. Hang it up, buddy. We don't have traffic, but we're ready for the Big Five.
Big Five. Here you go.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary, and with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
All right. I'm glad to have Chris back in the Big Five. No offense to Sammy Lev or anything, but we don't get into any fights during the Big Five, and the Big Five needs a little bit of disagreement here and there every once in a while.
Sam is a friendly guy, maybe to a fault.
Yesterday he was pretty mean. I just gotta say,
was he?
It was fiery Sammy, is what we were talking about yesterday.
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
It wasn't just fiery Sammy. It was fiery Sammy.
Hey, look, nobody likes to lose, even if it's spring training. I get it.
Oh well, I don't think it was even about that. He was just feisty. Just feisty yesterday, but let's get into this.
Number five.
Sam and I broke down the big situation for the Aztec men's team, but I wanted to talk about one guy in particular, Aztec center Magoon Gwath. He was honored alongside Miles Byrd and Nick Boyd for their standout seasons this year. Gwath took home 4 awards. He took home Mountain West Freshman of the Year, Mountain West Defensive Player of the Year. He was named to the All-Mountain West Defensive Team, and he had an All-Mountain West Honorable Mention. So I don't want to bring bad vibes, Chris, but this is what's in my head. How worried are you about another team stealing him from San Diego State?
Pretty worried. I got to be honest with you. First of all, let's take a second to congratulate him a little further on just those awards. I think, you know, with everything that Gwath did this year and the way he played, I don't think any of us are surprised by any of these awards. I mean, after all, I mean, Defensive Player of the Year, you can't get a shot off in the paint against San Diego State because of Magoon Gwath. So, you know, that award, you know, it makes perfect sense. Freshman of the Year is an incredible achievement for a guy that wasn't even considered the best freshman on his own team when the season started. Farrell Compton was named the preseason freshman of the year. You also had Taj DeGorville, who was playing, you know, good minutes all season long. And when this season started, I would say Gwath was no better than the third best freshman on the Aztecs. And so to end up the freshman of the year in the entire conference is incredible. And it's really, you know, a testament to his work, because he wasn't this good when the season started. I mean, you could see the athleticism that he had. I mean, you can't teach his size. You can't teach the length of his arms. But you can teach a guy how to be more consistent with his shot. You can teach being more effective in scoring around the basket and creating some post moves. And you can teach, you know, the timing that goes along with blocking shots. So to me, the Freshman of the Year award is an incredible credit to him, but also the coaches that work with this guy. You know, we don't talk about it enough, Scraby, but I get to see it on a daily basis with the women's team. The assistant basketball coaches, the guys and gals who sit on the bench behind the head coach, who's up screaming and yelling at the referees the entire game. These people that you never hear from, they do 90% of the work with these players and breaking down film and working individually with them to make them better players. I see it all the time. And, you know, this the men's staff that Brian Dutcher has had, you know, with Velasquez and all the rest of these guys that have been there, and some who've left, you know, because they've done such a great job. You know, that this staff is, it doesn't get enough credit, and this Freshman of the Year award is part of that. Having said all that, and that was a lot, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry about that. I'm passionate about the staff. Having said that, the staff doesn't have $1 million. And who does, right? The teams in the SEC do. The teams in the Big Ten do. The teams in the Big 12 do. SEC do. I know for a fact that Brian Dutcher and the Aztecs and the whole, you know, sports department there on Montezuma Mesa is already doing what they can. They're already, you know, working on this. They know that this is going to be difficult. But if somebody comes with a suitcase full of money, how can you tell Magoon Gwath, hey, you should pass on the $2 million payday to go play at Oklahoma State? I mean, even if he doesn't want to leave, you can hardly tell him to pass on that money. And, you know, I compare it a lot to the home buying market, especially in Southern California. You have people that can't afford to buy homes, and then you have other people who come in with suitcases full of cash and tell the real estate agent, you're asking $1 million, here's $1.5 million cash, I'll buy the house. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to take the cash. It's the same kind of thing. So I'm very worried, but that's the state of the way things are in college basketball. I don't know if I left anything for you to say.
I don't need to say anything because you did definitely say everything. I think the reason I'm asking the question tells everybody that I'm a little nervous about Magoon Gwath too. But like you said, school knows this is a big priority for them, and the basketball team knows it's a big priority. I think they figure out a way to keep him and, you know, make him happy enough to stay around. So we'll see what happens with him.
Look, if any team, if any program can keep somebody under these circumstances, it's the Aztecs. They've done a pretty good job. But, you know, you look around the country right now. I mean, Chad Baker-Mazzara, Micah Parrish,
Lamont Butler,
Ethan Saunders, Lamont Butler, of course. You know, these kids are still going elsewhere.
Yep. Number four. Though a sale is not imminent, Tampa Bay Rays owner Stu Sternberg is being pressured to sell his team by several people in the league, including Rob Manfred, according to The Athletic's Evan Drellich. Manfred and, quote, some other owners are reportedly pressuring him to sell the franchise, though it's unclear who else is involved or how hard they are pressuring him. The sale's not close, as I said, but there has been interest, including the family of Edward DeBartolo Jr., 49ers fame right there. But the pressure to sell the team comes amid Sternberg's quest to find a new stadium in Tampa, which is something he's been trying to do for about 20 years now. I'm up first. Why force out a team that tries and not the A's? I'm really focused on this A's thing. The A's have bothered me to no end. They are wearing patches that say Las Vegas while they're in Sacramento. They are acting like they... how do I say this on the radio? They're acting like their stuff doesn't stink, and I am really tired of it. And I am really tired of Rob Manfred allowing John Fisher to fail up, because this is exactly what's happening. John Fisher can't even get it done, and they're forcing a guy who actually tries to sell his team when John Fisher doesn't try. Chris, sorry.
They also put John Fisher on the...
Don't even remind me!
On the committee, the baseball committee.
Yes.
He's a guy making decisions.
That's insane.
Right? You know, it's funny. You know, I'm in Las Vegas today, so, you know, I can tell you that not a single stone has been laid yet for this new stadium. So they still have a long way to go before the A's ever get here to Las Vegas. Yeah, the John Fisher thing is incredible. And now... I mean, the fact that he's even piling it even more on the fans of Oakland, the ones he left behind by spending money all of a sudden and signing free agents and signing Lawrence Butler to a long extension and now making it appear like they are trying and they are trying to compete after years and years of just flat out tanking.
Yes.
So that the team could go away. Tampa Bay doesn't spend a lot of money either, but they've been so successful with their farm system and the people that they hire in that franchise have done an amazing job. I was reading something the other day that in the last 10 years, the three teams that have won the most games are the Dodgers, the Yankees, and the Tampa Bay Rays.
Wow.
Or in the last 20 years.
Wow.
I think it's in 10 years, you'd have to include the Astros.
Okay.
But if you go back further, the Astros had some, remember they tanked 5 years in a row. Tampa Bay has been consistently one of the best teams in baseball, despite the low payroll. And I'll be honest with you, yeah, I don't know why they'd be trying to throw this guy out. He needs a new stadium. Who doesn't think that Tampa Bay needs a new baseball stadium? Seems to me the people around baseball should help him as much as they can.
But no, they want to help John Fisher.
But yeah, instead they put John Fisher in charge of stuff. So look, baseball, look, if you could throw a lasso rope around all, thank you, yes.
I'm lassoing in the camera right now, yes.
Yeah, I was doing it outside the camera range.
Which doesn't help, but
which didn't help anybody yes. watching on YouTube. But if you could throw a rope around all the idiot owners in baseball who don't try, you could get rid of 10 guys just like that.
Yep.
So
swinging, you know, Tampa Bay, swinging a cat, you could hit a bunch of them.
There you go. Our new favorite term.
Yes. All right. Well said by both of us, I think. I'm going to pat myself on the back for that one.
Number three.
The NFL has been crazy in the last couple days. You know, my 49ers are gutting the team. We're not going to talk about that right now because we're going to talk about free agent quarterback Daniel Jones finalizing a one-year $14 million deal with the Colts, Adam Schefter reported today. He had the chance, Jones did, to return to the Vikings, but now he becomes a challenger to Anthony Richardson for the Colts starting quarterback job in 2025. Colts GM Chris Ballard said last month that they wanted to create some sort of open competition at the position, adding that as Richardson, quote, continues to progress in his young career, us adding competition, I think, will help up everybody's game, end quote. Chris, my question is this. Have the Colts mishandled the Anthony Richardson era?
Well, there's a couple ways to go on this story, but I don't know that they've mishandled it, but I think that they overshot it in the sense that they expected Anthony Richardson to come in and be a franchise quarterback. I think the Colts were envisioning Jaden Daniels when they got Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
And instead of getting Jaden Daniels, they've got maybe Justin Fields or, you know, something very, very inconsistent and a player that doesn't really seem to be highly motivated to get a lot better. And the reason I say that is because around the league, what they're saying about the acquisition or the signing of Daniel Jones is that he is there to light a fire under Anthony Richardson. Well, if you have to spend, what did they pay Daniel Jones?
$14 million.
Okay. If you had to spend $14 million just to light a fire under your, quote, franchise quarterback, then you have misestimated what your franchise quarterback is all about. Nobody should need that kind of, you know, fire burning to try to succeed and get better. And that's what the Colts are doing here. On the other side, I think it's interesting that Daniel Jones thinks that beating out Anthony Richardson would be easier than beating out J.J. McCarthy, who's
good point,
a player that's never even played before and coming off an injury with the Vikings.
Maybe he just knows that the Vikings are going that way.
Wouldn't the Vikings be a better chance for Daniel Jones to succeed? He's got Justin Jefferson, etc. So I find that kind of interesting as well.
Yeah, that is interesting. Do I think they've mishandled the Anthony Richardson era? I think they've mishandled it in this way. They can't make up their mind on him. They tell you that he's not the starter. We're going to bench him. Joe Flacco's the starter. Okay, Joe Flacco's not playing great. We're going to make you the starter again. You're our guy. Okay, you asked for out of the game. You know what? We're not making you the starter anymore. We're going to put you back on the bench. Okay, well, that guy didn't work out. It's just he has... I think that he's been thrown in so many different directions that they've filled his head with so much stuff that I don't know it's going to work for him in Indianapolis. I think Daniel Jones is a good quarterback, and I think that the Colts will like having Daniel Jones. But Anthony Richardson, I kind of feel bad for. This is one of those circumstances where, like, whoever drafts you has your future in their hands, and I don't think they've done a good job of helping him be developed.
I think Anthony Richardson is closer to winding up as a bust than he is closer to what to being the next Jaden Daniels.
At this point, yes. At this point, yeah. Yes.
He's dangerously close to slipping right out of sight. Like, if he loses the job to Daniel Jones, you may not see this guy for a long, long time.
Yes.
Number two.
James and the Lakers were rolling, but now they have hit a small speed bump, Chris, or big speed bump.
And I can hear the happiness in your voice.
The size of the speed bump will be determined by how long LeBron James is out with a groin strain. They originally said 1 to 2 weeks, but sources say he's going to take time to rest for the playoffs. I'm up first. Do you think Luka or me? Well, I don't know why I made this question so weird. Do you think Luka and the Lakers can survive the rest of the season without LeBron? I do, but LeBron was playing amazing when he got hurt. He was. We were talking about it last week. Best basketball of his career. He's doing things that no one's done at the age of 40. I think they could survive until the playoffs, but Luka needs to, you know, now Luka is the star. He's the guy. He needs to figure it out, and he needs to be as good as he was with the Mavs. Chris?
Well, the Lakers lost to the Nets last night, and the Nets are the lowly Nets, right? I mean, this was a bad loss for them. They're not going to survive this in the immediate future. If you look at the Lakers' schedule, Scraby, starting on Thursday this week, they play 6 games in 8 days, and they have 2 back-to-backs in there. And they don't, not only do they not have LeBron James, they've been without 2 other starters as well, and Dorian Finney-Smith off the bench didn't play last night. So I don't think any team could survive that many guys being out of the lineup. But it doesn't really matter. I know that for the Lakers and their fans and Tony, it's been really exciting for them to make a run all the way to the number 2 spot in the Western Conference. But they don't need to hold on to that number 2 spot.
Yeah.
Would it be nice to have it? Sure, you could get home advantage in the first 2 rounds of the playoffs. But ultimately, you're going to have to go to Oklahoma City to get to the finals. And when you got a team with LeBron James on it in the playoffs, if he's well-rested and gets back to being healthy, they don't need home advantage to advance. You know, so if they fall to number 4 or to 5, to me, it's not going to really matter that much. They're still going to be good enough with LeBron and Luka to potentially make some noise in the playoffs. So, yeah, they can't survive it in the immediate future, but resting LeBron is not a terrible idea for the postseason. Teams have been doing this all year. This is what basketball has become now. I mean, the Celtics basically gave Cleveland the Eastern Conference number 1 seed this year. The Celtics were like, we're not going to try that hard. You go ahead. You can have the home advantage. We'll beat you in the playoffs. And that's the attitude that most teams have.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, everybody makes the playoffs in the NBA, seems like. So.
We've argued that before.
Yes,
it's not necessarily true. But when you got 20 of the 30 teams getting postseason play,
it's a lot.
Your argument isn't far off.
Number one.
The Baltimore Orioles have high hopes for the young stars on their team, including Jackson Holliday. Yesterday, though, fans think they got a reminder of why they should cherish every single minute they have with him, because after beating the Pirates 6-3, the Orioles did in the Grapefruit League yesterday, Holliday met up with reporters while wearing a shirt with a dark omen, Scott Boras's company logo. The Orioles just lost Corbin Burns in free agency. Boris is Burns' agent. So my question, Chris, is Scott Boris feared by teams?
I would think they would say no, but I think the answer has got to be yes. You know,
I mean,
he's the most. Is there really an argument? I mean, you want to put Rob Manfred in this discussion? You want to put, you know, the ownership of the Dodgers in this discussion? I'm not sure who else you'd put in this discussion, but the most powerful person in baseball, I'm pretty sure, is Scott Boras. I think he pretty much determines who goes where and how much money they make. You know, and it's crazy to me that Scott Boras, the name Scott Boras, comes with such a negative connotation.
You kind of go, ugh.
To baseball fans.
I mean,
right?
He's wearing a shirt and fans are like, oh no, he's gone.
Yes,
it's over.
Right. Yeah. Nobody wants to see Jackson Holliday wearing that shirt. Nobody likes to hear when one of their players is represented by Scott Boras. Mm. Nobody.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yet, he walks into the ballpark anywhere he wants to in the big leagues. He sits in the front row right behind home plate and he controls the game. And that's just the way he is. And if you talk, obviously, to any of his clients, he's the greatest thing that ever came along.
Since sliced bread.
And you know what else is funny? The other players, a rising tide raises all boats, right?
Yes.
So when Scott Boras makes these kind of contract, you know, situations for his clients, that's just more money for all the rest of the players, too. But...
And that would be Gwynn and Chris today, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't go anywhere, though, because I am going to be taking over for the next hour. If you haven't heard enough of me yet, you will hear some more from me. So we got some more Scraby Show coming up here on 97.3 The Fan. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will.
Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Parties Over today on the Odyssey app.